job, everybody. Miss Daniels will be here any minute, and I know she'll be so pleased.
Carrie, why do you always volunteer for everything? Don't you ever get exhausted?
Hello, Terrence. You know, it's my dream to become a big-time director producer one day.
Yeah.
You can never start too early pursuing your career. I know you don't care about things like that.
I'll have you know, I'm stage manager for this year's program.
Really? Good for you. Way to step up to the plate. I'm assistant directing again.
Self-appointed?
Terrence, you can be such a pest.
Good afternoon, everyone. Now can everyone hear me?
Pastor Jim, why is he here?
And where is Miss Daniels?
I have some bad news for all of you. Miss Daniels is very ill. We think she has the flu.
This is why we shouldn't have school during the flu season, spring or fall.
As you all know, Miss Daniels has directed our program for the past 7 years, but in her absence, she has asked if we could just do a simple student run this year.
Student run? But that will never meet our past standards of excellence.
And she has specifically asked if Carrie will direct the program.
This is my big chance!
Oh, no.
Chance.
Her one big chance.
And I'm ready to be a star.
Oh, Carrie, this could be a breakthrough.
And I will take my stance.
Your one big chance.
To be a doll.
Oh, brother.
How could I shy away from man's applause?
With all concurs, I find out who they are.
But of course. All the reviews will praise our melody.
What reviews?
We're modulating to the grand finale. Everybody sing.
This is her one big chance.
My one big chance. And I'm ready to be a star.
I think you're missing the point.
And though I'm just a kid,
my dreams are big.
I can go far.
This is her one big chance.
My one big chance.
This is our one big chance. And we're ready to shine.
Gloria, singing auditions don't start till 4 p.m.
I know, I just feel like it was the right time.
You were so right, and you definitely will be singing the big number.
Yes.
Pastor, I will gladly accept this position of honor and authority, and I will solemnly fulfill all requirements above and beyond expectations.
That's great, Carrie. I also have one more thing.
I want to thank my mother for always believing in me, and Miss Daniels for trusting me. Yes?
Miss Daniels asked if you could include her nephews, Cody and Luke, in this year's program.
Oh, of course. I don't think I met them before, but I can use them. We're going to need a huge cast.
Just remember to keep it simple and profound. We want to make sure the focus is on what really matters.
Of course. I know just what matters in showbiz. Come along, Terrence.
Is it too late to quit?
Terrence, bring me my megaphone. It's casting time.
Wait. Don't we need a title for this year's program first?
Don't worry, I think of something catchy, yet subtle, easy to remember, and really communicates the heart of our program.
What about Silent Night?
I got it! The unbelievable, super fantastic, truly amazing Christmas program!
seed, it's time to start. Buy a snack, support the arts. Grab a tissue, we'll warm your heart with this unbelievable, super fantastic, truly amazing Christmas program.
Crisis, everyone!
Program!
Crescendo!
Program!
We're going to need crowns, myrrh, frankincense, and I wish we could have camels.
I can get camels.
Really? How?
I have a camel guy.
Okay, but they need to be house trained.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, are you guys my two turtle doves?
No, or I don't think so. I'm Luke, and this is Cody.
We are Miss Daniel's nephews. She asked us to be in this year's Christmas program.
Of course. Great to finally meet you.
Sorry we're late. We got lost in the building.
Have you never been to our church before?
I think. Maybe once.
Excuse me just a second. Choir, don't just sit around. I want to hear the big finale. And I hope you're not nibbling on the candy canes.
Come on, guys. Those are for decoration.
That's going to eat right into your budget.
All right, choir. Ready?
Get ready to be amazed, Cody and Luke. The choir is now going to sing the Hallelujah Chorus.
Really?
Hallelujah, 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 praise ye the Lord. I told you to teach them the Hallelujah Chorus by Handel.
And I did handle it. They sound great.
I loved it.
Hey, Carrie, here are the two marketing guys I found you, just like you asked me to. Let me introduce you to the twins, TJ and SJ. They live three houses down from me.
It's actually four houses.
Hi, guys. Oh, wait. I'm Carrie, and this is Cody and Luke.
Hello.
So what exactly can we do to fill this auditorium next Saturday?
The key to success is to implement your marketing plan, various media channels, in order to maximize engagement and attendance at your event.
Yep, you're hired.
Aren't they great? I'm never sure what they're saying, but I always feel smart listening to them.
Are you sure these guys are in the fourth grade?
They're homeschooled.
Ah, that explains it. Get started right away. I want this place to be packed. I want it to be an extravaganza. Ooh, Terrence!
Here we go again.
Add that to the title. The Unbelievable, Super Fantastic, Truly Amazing Christmas Extravaganza.
That seemed both verbose and hyperbolic.
Translation?
I think he said something about indigestion.
Okay, people, let's run the ice skating number. One, two, one, two, three, four.
I can't work under these conditions.
What is it now, Gloria?
You see this face?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little dark in here.
Exactly. This lighting simply will not do. I have a sequins gown specifically designed for this program.
Her grandmother made her a costume.
And it's supposed to shimmer during my big solo.
And
your stagehand won't give me a spotlight.
Stage manager, actually. And it's a candlelit version of Silent Night, specially requested by Pastor.
How is my gown supposed to shimmer in a candlelight, I ask you?
Okay, I'll ask Pastor if we can cut Silent Night and do something else.
What?
Something with a little more pizzazz. Maybe with, falling snow.
Ooh, that's good.
No, not again.
And sugar plum fairies.
No, why me?
What's wrong with you?
Just please, not another silly Christmas song.
Why do people sing those silly songs on Christmas Eve? Little elves and loud sleigh bells that ring incessantly. If you're dreaming of the lightest winter, you should know that someone young and nimble has to shovel all the snow. You're looking at 'em.
Please don't get another silly song stuck inside my head. One that makes me lie awake at night, tossing in my bed. If you see flying reindeer or a talking man of snow, call a doctor, drink some water. Just please don't sing another silly Christmas song.
When we see the sugar plums are dancing in our head, we forget the algebra and history we read. While you go a caroling and jingling those bells, just think of what you're doing to your little kid brain cells. It's not pretty.
Please don't get another silly song stuck inside my head. One that makes me lie awake at night, tossing in my bed. If you see a flying reindeer or a talking man of snow, call a doctor, drink some water. Just please don't sing another silly Christmas song.
Every year they start to sing them earlier, I fear. As the leaves are turning brown, here comes a Christmas cheer. We must stop the madness, or one day soon we'll spy folks wearing goofy hats and ugly sweaters in July. Too soon, people, too soon.
Please don't get another silly song stuck inside my head. One that makes me lie awake at night, tossing in my bed. If you see a flying reindeer or a talking man of snow, call a doctor, drink some water. Just please don't sing another silly Christmas song. Please stop before I have to sing along. Don't sing another silly Christmas song.
Carrie, we have a big problem. The backdrop isn't done.
What?
There was an outbreak among the fifth grade boys.
An infectious disease?
No, worse, a new video game. Production is behind at least a week.
I knew we should have hired professionals.
Parents, I heard that you may be getting a little carried away with the Christmas program. You're not actually going to be live animals in the auditorium, are you?
Is that a bad thing?
Really?
Okay. Pastor said no to the camels, but it's still a maybe on the 6 geese laying.
Terrence.
Okay. Scratch the geese too.
Terrence, I told you to make the program simple with a clear gospel message.
Yes, sir. I know you said that, but Carrie wants the program to be a big blowout.
The program doesn't have to be a blowout. It could be a spectacular show, but if it fails to present itself, it would all be a waste.
Really?
But Pastor, doesn't everyone already know the point of the Christmas story?
No, they don't. And what better time than Christmas to share with others the gospel story?
I don't really know what the point of Christmas is, and I really don't know what the gospel story is either.
Sure you do, Cody. It's the story of Jesus you learned in church on Sunday school.
I never really went to church. In fact, this is the most I've ever been in a church building before.
Really?
Yep, but I'm enjoying it so far. Gotta go check on the ice sculpture. Be right back.
No, no, no. I want the angels to descend from the ceiling. Money is no object.
Harry, you realize I don't really have a budget, right?
Fine, they can walk in, but it loses its luster.
Carrie!
What?
I don't think Cody and Luke are believers.
Believers in what? My vision for the program?
No, I don't think they know Jesus as their savior. They don't even know that he came or that he died on the cross.
No, that can't be right.
They didn't grow up in church and Sunday school. That's why Miss Daniels wanted them to be in our program.
But they've been rehearsing with us for weeks. Surely they could.
No, Carrie, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Our program was just a big show. We made it all about ourselves.
But it has a whole nativity scene in it.
Sure, it mentions wise men and shepherds and the baby Jesus, but it never explains why he came or that he died on the cross. It never explains the gospel.
No, that can't be right. Cody, Luke, come here.
Hello. What's up?
Y'all know the story of Jesus' birth, right?
No. I know he was born in a manger in Bethlehem, and the wise men came.
But you know why he came, right?
No, not really.
I'm so sorry we didn't explain this earlier. This whole extravaganza has gotten way out of hand.
So, why did Jesus come at Christmas?
He came to die.
To die?
Yes. He was sent from God to be born on earth and live a perfect life and then die on the cross.
And the reason he died was to take our place and pay our penalty for sin.
And God promises that whosoever believeth in him should have eternal life.
Do you know Emmanuel, God who dwells with men? Do you know he came to earth, born a humble man? Do you know he lived a life perfect without sin? Do you know he died alone, that you might one day live? A promise kept.
Messiah sent to free.
Ready for tonight's program?
Yes, sir.
Guardian Luke told me that they shared the story of Christmas and that they want to become Christians.
Yes. Pastor Jim, I need to apologize to you. I made the program a big show, and it was all about me. I realized tonight that someone could have watched my entire program and never known that Jesus came to die for their sins.
It's easy to get caught up in our lives and never see the lost souls around us who desperately need to hear the story of Jesus.
I just wanted so badly for the program to be fantastic and amazing and unbelievable.
There's no story that you could tell or program that you could perform that is more amazing or unbelievable than the life-changing story of Jesus Christ.
You're right, Pastor, and that's why I changed the program around to focus on the only thing that matters.
So you're not ending with a big number?
No, I think a candlelight version of Silent Night will be just fine. And most importantly...
Yes?
At the end, we want you to tell the audience how to get saved.
I think that's a great idea.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
At Christmas time, there are so many distractions, lights, gifts, programs, but what really matters, the only thing that matters, is the life-changing story of Jesus Christ.
That was a great program. It was very great. Good job, Stephen, Brother Stephen, and good job to all the kids that are there, out there, wherever they are. Great job. And it certainly is so easy to get caught up in the commercialization and the Christmas lights and the Christmas cookies. That's what I get caught up in usually. And it's really easy to get caught up in that stuff, right? But that's not really what Christmas is about. One man said this, that Christmas is an invitation into the presence of Jesus. And so look at Luke chapter number 1, if you would. Luke chapter number 1. And verse number 26. Luke 1 and verse number 26, And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also hath conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Back at verse number 28, at the beginning of the angel's message, it says this, The Lord is with thee. The Lord is with thee. And certainly there was a spiritual sense to that, but also in just a few short months from this time, there would be a literal physical sense to that, that God himself would have come in the flesh. The Word became flesh to dwell among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, John chapter number 1. And so in a physical way, Jesus would be with them. And that's really what Christmas is about. It's an invitation into the presence of Jesus. He came to us not just simply so that he could live among this earth, right? So he was just not another human being that came and would hold a job and would contribute to the ways of society. It was not that he was just another taxpayer that would give money to Caesar. It's not that he would be a family man, that he was just simply a son to Mary and to Joseph. It's not that, but he came so that we could be present with him, so that we could have his presence. And that we heard this morning, as preacher mentioned, from Matthew chapter number 1 of the prophecy that was fulfilled from Isaiah chapter number 7, that Jesus' name would be Emmanuel, which means God with us. He is with us. And the fact is, when he's with us, he changes everything. He changes everything. He came to live with us so that we might be changed, so that we might be different. Philippians chapter number 2 says it this way, Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Stop right here for a second. Jesus is not just a human being, right? He's 100% man, and he experienced the things that we experience, and he felt the things that we feel, and he knows the experiences that we have because he was 100% man, but he's also 100% God. 100%. He is deity. He is God. He holds all the same characteristics that God has. And so he was in the form of God, and therefore it's not robbery for him to be equal with God. And yet being equal with God, verse number 7 of Philippians chapter 2, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Why would he do this? Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto the death, even the death of the cross. That's why he came. That's why he came to live with us, right? That's why he came and experienced the things that we experience. So that he lived with us, so that he might provide a way so that we could live with him. That's why he came. That's the real reason for the nativity. That's the real reason why Jesus came to this earth and suffered and lived the way that we lived, so that we might be able to live with him one day. He came and he lived a perfect life, though it was not without temptation. It was not without trouble. He faced emotional problems and he faced the temptation of sin, though he was without sin. He came and he experienced all those things for 33 years so that he could die, so that he might provide a way to pay for our sins, that we could live with him. Why? Because Christmas is an invitation into the presence of God. And so this evening, just to summarize the play, that Christmas is not all about all the lights, and it's not really about the programs, it's not about the songs, it's really about the message of the songs, and that is that Jesus came so that we could be with Him. And so tonight, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, that's why Christmas, that's why we have the Christmas season, so that we might remember why Jesus came, not just that He came, but why He came. And so if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, this would be a great opportunity for you to do that this evening. Why? Because He came to invite us into His presence. Well, you can have the presence of God with you by way of the Holy Spirit so that you might receive eternal life. And so I hope that if you've not ever done that, you would make that decision tonight, that you would come that you accept the invitation that God has given to you to come into the presence of God. Father, thank You so much for this day. Lord, I thank You so much for the chance to meet together. And Lord, I thank You for the program. I thank You for the hard work that was put in. Lord, I thank You for the many hours of labor that was given to put the show on. And Lord, more importantly than that, though, as great as the program was and as good of a job as the kids did, Lord, it's more about the message of it, in that it's not about all those things, but it's about You. And Lord, You came so that You might die so that we could live. And I ask that You would help us in this time of invitation, that You would help us to realize that You are the reason for this season. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I would invite you to stand to your feet. The piano will play for just a few minutes. And if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I'd ask you to talk to somebody. Maybe somebody brought you. Maybe somebody invited you to come. And so you could talk to them. You could talk to a preacher. He's in the back there. You could talk to me. Talk to anybody that's from this church. We'd love to be happy. We'd be happy, and we'd love to explain to you more about why Jesus came and why he would suffer the things that He did. And it's all because He loves you, and He wants to invite you into His presence. And just for a few minutes, we'll listen to the piano. And if you'd like to make that decision, I'd ask that you would come forward or talk to somebody near you that's from this church. And so just for a couple more seconds, we'll listen to the piano play. And if you'd like to make that decision, I'd encourage you to do that tonight. We'll sing that together, Silent Night.
Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon Virgin Mother and Child, holy infant, so tender.
Thank you so much for coming out, brothers. Scott is going to come with our announcements, and then he'll dismiss us.
A few very important things for this week. There's no church on Wednesday, but there will be a Christmas Eve service at 5:30 here at the church. It's a candlelight service. And then also officer nominations. Tonight is the last night to get those turned in, so before you leave tonight, check with the person, write their name down, sign it, and turn it in. Church cleaning is still back there. There's a few more spots to sign up for, so if you haven't signed up, please do that. And then also the couples retreat is coming up, so registration is out there for that. There's also a sign-up sheet back there just so that we can track kind of who's going to that. Brother Dane, would you close us in prayer?